What is up, everybody? It is me, the OG Fig Kid, coming to you alongside the hottest hot tag partner in the business. It's Eugene. Oh, wait.
Hi, guys.
Maybe Eugene could be in the battle royal.
Hey, let's do that. I haven't seen Nick Dinsmore in a while.
Yeah. What's up, guys? Happy Tuesday. Happy Fig Guys. Welcome to another awesome, awesome stacked edition of Fig Guys. As always, it's Tuesday. I'm Mike. He's Tom.
Yeah.
Don't get us confused.
We got a ton of news to get into in just a little bit, but
it is a newsly week for pro wrestling figures. An awesome, awesome week for pro wrestling in general. We're running into Mania. Season's right around the corner. It's April officially.
It is April. Happy April Fool's Day to you. On.
Yeah. It should be my second birthday, right?
Yeah.
It's
less
so good.
2 weeks and I'll be in Vegas, baby.
I'm excited. I am very, very excited. I can't wait.
I'm so excited. We just came
off a beautiful, beautiful episode of Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, it was. I like the afternoon shows. I didn't get to... I just could skip right through the commercials because I watched it a little late.
Yeah.
So
it was fun. I watched it right up the. I was watching it live and, you know, going in between work and stuff. So I didn't catch everything, but I caught the important stuff like the Cody and Cena amazing promo back and forth. That was
so good.
I think their best in ring segment to date.
Well, I loved the first one, Cena's part, but the going back and forth yesterday was definitely top notch. Like,
yeah. You felt it. And yeah. I love the back and forth, Cody with it. Nobody's ever chanted, "You can't wrestle to me." And, you know, that was so, so good. Very well put together.
Yeah. I loved it all.
Man, I mentioned
AEW in there saying, "You could say I started my own company and got booed out of the building. You could talk about my lisp." I don't even believe that lisp is real, but I don't know if it's real.
Well, I mean, it's there.
It's there.
A lot of years of probably correctional therapy.
You think it's real? You really do?
Oh, I think it's real.
Did I tell you? I don't even think I told you the story in off the air, but I'm going to tell you now. A couple of weeks ago, I'm at work, and somehow my WrestleMania trip comes up, and this guy at my table goes, "Oh," he goes, "do you know Cody Runnels?" And I go, "Cody Rhodes?" And I go, "Yeah." He goes, "I went to high school with him." Huh. I was like, "Oh, wow." Yeah, he was from Georgia, and he was just in my casino playing.
That's cool.
And he was just saying how he was just a genuinely good dude back then, too. So
that's awesome. Yeah. Did you guys both stand up and hit the whoa?
No, I was working. I can't stand up and hit the whoa.
I would be hitting the whoa every time at the table.
I thought that was so kind of neat. But the guy said, he goes, he was just a genuinely good dude even back then. And I go, "Do you watch him now?" He goes, "Not really. But if I'm watching TV and I see it on, and I'll keep him on." He goes, that's cool. Yeah. So
I love hearing stories like that from people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like genuinely cool.
Yeah. So,
but man, we had a banger Penta match.
Yeah, yeah, every match with Penta is a banger.
Dude, it's insane how great he's been weekly, every week in, week out. He's carrying Raw. Like, he's got work rate matches on there. It's so fun. Dude,
but like the whole show is just so good right now. Like even like the Rhea stuff, and I'm so looking forward 100%. To it. I mean, I guess it's going to turn into a triple threat. I'm not a fan of triple threat matches.
There's a lot this year.
I kind of wish we would be getting Seth versus Roman one-on-one, like, finally. But
do you think if Punk wins, he's going to get involved in the title match?
Is that his favor? How did they get him involved?
I think that's partially his favor. It's got to be, right?
I don't know. Here's the thing. They're booking things so well right now that they had it lined up, like, even before the Rumble. Is CM Punk fighting Cody? Is CM Punk going to be involved with Seth? Is he involved with Roman? Or is he involved with Logan Paul? Like, they had all that things going on. So it's so hard to predict where it's going right now, but that makes the product better.
100%. So absolutely.
I love when everything's not predictable. Nobody knows, like, what's happening. Like, we're all saying triple threat, Rhea, Bianca, and Io. Who knows what that's going to turn
we
into?
We still got plenty of time.
Yeah, well, we got two Raws left, right? And little news for the folks out there. I was telling Mike, and I told Matt from the Extra Cooler Show and J-Bo, and I got tickets for SmackDown, Stand and Deliver, and Raw, like VIP seats. I'm very, very excited. I'm still waiting to see if some Mania tickets come through. Maybe I buy tickets to the Hall of Fame. Like, I don't know.
You're out there. You might as well enjoy it, man.
Yeah, I was looking at one of the after parties. They had a meet and greet with Liv and Bron Breakker. But to meet them, it was an extra $500. Ooh. But you get a photo, pro photo, and an autograph of both. But if it was somebody else besides Bron, like maybe I would do it.
It should have been Liv and Dom.
That I would have done Liv and Dom 100%.
That would have been worth $500.
Yeah, to meet both. I love Dom. Like, listen,
little chicken tender buffet.
There you go. I mean, there's like a buffet at this after party, and there's going to be music and stuff. But I don't know. I just that's cool. Just loud music, like not my style of music.
It's a lot, but it's still fun.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see what I do. I got a lot of time left. So
yeah, it's wrestling. I'm excited. It's not as bad.
Yeah, I'm so excited for the trip. I really am. I'm getting more and more excited now that it's getting closer. So,
as you should be.
Let me remind you, stay tuned to our social media. We're going to have so much coverage of the superstar, the figure reveals. So, like, you're going to want to be tuned into us on all of our social platforms right here on YouTube. We're going to go live at some point, I guess, to discuss everything. We'll do a quick live at some point. I'll jump on with you. Mike's going to have a guest host the first week I'm gone, and then we'll figure out the rest of it after that. So,
no pun intended.
We'll figure it out, guys. And if you don't know by now, we are the Fig Guys, and you can follow us everywhere. All of our links are over at thefigguys.com. We're all over social media as at Official Fig Guys, right here on YouTube. We're Twitch, we're TikTok, we're Instagram, we're X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it.
Everywhere.
Follow us everywhere. What are you waiting
everywhere.
For? Just follow us everywhere. A review. If you want to listen to a podcast, you can listen to Apple, Spotify. Please leave us a review if you haven't yet. It really, truly helps.
Yes.
And I did get a bunch of messages with people requesting cards. I just have to get little envelopes and get them out to you. I plan to hopefully get that done within the next day or two. So anybody who requested cards, they're still coming. I got your messages. I didn't forget. I just want to make sure they're properly protected when I send them to you. So
they are amazing.
Yeah, Mike got his.
I got my M-Hand ones. I don't have them on me right now, but they are awesome.
Their quality is amazing. And let's just give a quick shout out to our buddy Goldberg. We discovered afterwards, accidentally, the Cody photo on the WrestleMania card is Matt's first photo on a trading card. It looks amazing.
Very funny.
We let him know. So thank you, Matt, for like being so cool about it. And
it was going to be your debut, but we put your debut, Cody, on the sticker.
Yeah.
So. And I used his Cody as a placeholder before I swapped him on. It was really great stuff, though.
Cole, I hope you have some extra. Cole, if you find any extra, I'll pay you $8 each.
For 4 hours? Beautiful.
That's
man.
Insane. I remember when all the new AEW figures kept coming into my Walmart and I was getting them for $7 because they were still marked as clearance. So, like, I got that Brody Chase for $7.
That's crazy. What a time. I really love clearance season. We get a nice little spring clean out coming soon.
Yeah, ringside sale. We'll talk about that later, but they have the WrestleMania sale going on right now. Yeah. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. It's WrestleMania season. It's like the playoffs. Like if you're a baseball fan or a football fan, from the Royal Rumble to WrestleMania, it's the playoffs for wrestling. That weekend has turned into something amazing for just the industry in general. Because it goes beyond WWE. GCW is running 100 shows, and I think TNA is going to be out there. It's like so much cool stuff happening.
It's wild.
I'll be going to the major pod event on Thursday night, and I have a whole spreadsheet I've been working on tonight, so I don't overbook anything because I could just see me overlapping something, and I don't want to do that. Like I got
you know it's crazy because you're doing a spreadsheet for just the activities out there, and not just like what you need to do, but everything that you are doing.
I'm like talking to my friends, like I'm taking lists of restaurants I need to go when I'm out there. So
absolutely.
I'm excited. I'm really excited.
It's not a Vegas stop without going to the In-N-Out right off the highway.
Oh, I'm going to In-N-Out. I haven't been to In-N-Out in 12 years. I will be going to In-N-Out.
Oh, it's the best.
Actually, it's probably less than 12 years. When last time me and Brenda went to California, we had it. Vegas has been 12 years since I've been to Vegas. Oof. So I'm looking forward to playing some poker when I'm out there. I think me and Magic have some plans to go play some poker together. So
that'll be fun, man.
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
I can't wait. Hitting up some buffets. Guys, again, we will have so much info here for you. Just follow us on social. I'm going to post pictures. If you guys want it, I'll post pictures for my whole trip, like other things. If you want to check, I could do that on the OG Fit Kit and tag us in it too. Whatever. like
whatever
just,
works.
Just follow me for the 10 days. I'll make you feel like you're on vacation with me.
Yeah, we'll call it it's a long form blog.
There you go.
So you're just talking all about me, and you know, just post away, man. I'll be here helping you out, of course.
I'm going to be taking a ton of pictures, sending them to Mike to post.
Yeah, we're going to have fun, man.
We're going to have so much fun.
I love mania season.
I do too. I love mania. You know what? I've warmed up to the two nights a little bit, but I still like one night's better.
I'd watch the wrestling no matter what.
Yeah.
But there should have been like, I don't know, I missed when it was just the NXT on Saturday.
Yeah, and exactly. Mania on Sunday. Like, and I missed the Hall of Fame. Like, the Hall of Fame's getting their own event this year, but it's like,
that's good.
So late at night after SmackDown, it's like, why don't we just get rid of SmackDown at night? Raw's the whole go-home show, and just air the Hall of Fame ceremony as SmackDown. Like,
they could cut SmackDown to 2 hours that night instead of keeping it 3 hours, which would solve everything.
Yeah, well, I heard it's going back to 2 hours very soon. So
it, as it should, but you'll be in Vegas. Time adjustment will be.
The Slammies are that weekend too. They're holding them during the World. Like,
damn,
there's so much going on. And I just exchanged my Thursday ticket for the World to Monday. So
it'll be good.
Yeah, so I mean, I got so much stuff going on. I can't. Yeah, but I'll be going to the Superstore right when it opens on Thursday. So
yeah,
I got to get us some souvenirs. And if anybody's looking for anything out there, hit me up in my DMs. I'll be glad to pick anything up for anyone. If you could send me the money right away, and then I'll ship it as soon as I get home.
Yeah,
but like if some people need something, like I know I want to get the Cena towel, the last one, and a shirt. Like,
hell yeah, you need to.
That's gonna sell out really fast. So.
I don't know. They have a lot of merch.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to some like poker designed merch and chips and stuff. So
yeah,
I'm excited to see all that stuff.
That's the fun part, man. I love when it's themed.
Yeah, I know. In Vegas, like wrestling in Vegas. Hello.
It's perfect. Yeah.
I mean, my
gonna ask for a better mashup right today.
And I've told Mike today, I stopped into my old work and I like took out a couple bucks and doubled it plus some in just like 5 minutes. So I had to warm up for Vegas a little bit, and I like, should I do this? I shouldn't do this. I need the money for Vegas, but I won, so that's all that matters.
You get your Vegas money.
I did. So, OFG wants Tiffany Stratton. You could have her.
It's Tiffy time.
Absolutely, it is Tiffy time.
I'm here for Tiffy time.
So yeah.
He's definitely here for Tiffy time.
Are you guys ready for some? I'm typing something in the notes, Mike. Hopefully you see that. SLS. Wait a minute. Ric Flair's having a pool party at the Palms? I need to find out about that. And anybody who's going to be there, let me know. Let's meet up out there. Let's hang out. Let's go get a drink together. Like I'll probably be drinking water because I don't do alcohol. So
I would definitely go to the Ric Flair pool party, baby.
I mean, I was thinking of doing the photo with him at WrestleCon. Like, Rick's a legend. I never met Ric Flair. Like,
he's going to sell out the Palms.
Yeah. So I might have to like go check that out.
You might have to go get a chop battle with Ric Flair.
At this point in age, I don't know how he would take a chop.
Tequila Tom's going to let him know what's up.
Doesn't tell me that Ric Flair doesn't want Tom at his pool party. Why? Because I'll be styling and profiling. I'll be limousine riding, jet flying.
Woo.
That's it.
I like it.
How do I look in a bikini, Tom? I would make a lot of money in a bikini because people would be paying me to put my clothes back on.
He looks like Dusty Rhodes. It's a yellow polka dot bikini.
I'd probably rather... It's a teeny weeny. It's a bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. So
right, yes.
So we'll see, like, hopefully I could jump live on Tuesday, the after Mania, for a bit with you, whoever you have on with you. Like,
we'll be fine.
If not, the following week, we'll have a full recap, but I don't want to make you guys wait that long.
I promise. I will be holding down the fort.
Oh, I know.
Until Tom gets back.
You all are in good hands. You're going to have a fun time. So
yeah.
All right. OFG's waiting for the news. Let's jump into the news.
We can't keep him waiting. Let's do it, guys.
All right, it's time for the wrestling figure news of the week, and buckle in. We got a lot of news today, Mike, don't we?
It's lengthy, but hey, what a way to kick off WrestleMania season with a lot of wrestling news.
You like the format? I've been keeping it the way you like it now.
I enjoy it.
Much
I love
cleaner,
it a lot.
Right?
Yeah, way okay. easier on my old ass eyes.
I wish you. Oh yeah, wait till you're my age.
Yeah, I'll
my glasses don't even work reading things half the time. I think I need a stronger prescription now.
Mine are about that thick already, so I'm gonna be I'll be screwed by the time I get
Oh no.
You know, I get up there, but it's okay. Well, eventually I'll just be able to feel the figures and not see them.
You'll be reading them like they're braille.
Oh yeah.
Let's go.
Let's get right into it, guys, because we got big news.
That didn't work. That's what
Heels and Faces, no pun intended, because they are big, but the Pinnacle Series 1 is officially up for pre-order, and there are less than 500 of each available at $49.99 each. Surprising price point. I was shocked.
Didn't I say that last week? That was the price
you
point?
Did, but I was...
When you're all going to learn to listen to the OG.
$85. They features Abdul the Butcher, King Kong Bundy, Jeff Jarrett, and Flying Brian Pillman. I love Brian Pillman. It's a good one.
I ordered two. I ordered Abdullah and I ordered King Kong Bundy.
I'd like to hear. I think I'm going to do Jarrett and Brian Pillman.
So between us, we have the set.
You get the big guys. I'll get the little guys. We'll take care of it. The Jeff Jarrett's too pretty to pass up. And the Brian Pillman, it's not my favorite likeness.
But it's cool.
But it's still a great figure.
And again, it's early Brian Pillman. So it does match early Brian Pillman. It's not meant to match WCW and WWE.
Brian's got a gun. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be.
And again, I was texting you. Are we talking before we started? I think part of the confusing thing about King Kong Bundy is he never had eyebrows.
It's true.
And I think it's throwing, I think he might have had them in his second run. It just doesn't look right on him. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I think that's part of the cartoon.
Detail to point out for sure.
Yeah. So I got to go look for a picture of King Kong Bundy with eyebrows.
Yeah. But also, Zombie showed off the articulation of the Pinnacle Series. It looks to be a one-man gang prototype. So that looks really cool. And guess what? For a big guy, he can move.
Oh, I loved one-man game. I was so disappointed when he went from a cool character like one-man gang to Akeem as kid. Like, again, One Man Gang was a guy I followed through the magazines as a kid, so I only saw the pictures of him until he showed up in WWF.
Yeah.
So I was so excited when he did.
That's cool.
So yeah, like that, and that's just a difference in times between now and back then, right? Like,
yeah.
You got today, you see everybody, like whether it's on social media, you could watch any promotion now. When I was a kid, we didn't have cable, so there was no NWA for me. We got AWA, so I got to watch some AWA. Then we got cable, and I got to watch some WCCW. But for me as a kid, NWA was magazines.
Yeah. So, it's probably how I felt like when Finn Balor joined NXT.
I don't know about that.
Good.
Thank you. See, I love OFG because we're the same age.
Yeah.
And like we have a lot of similar takes.
Gary Hart would have bladed him in a heartbeat. Also, Zombie Sailor Heels and Faces showed off Nelson Frazier. The Orange Card series is returning this summer at San Diego Comic-Con. I cannot wait. This looks fantastic.
It does look fantastic. The gold is awesome. Like Zombie just
Mabel, man.
Killing it.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
I like
that's
it.
That's what he should. Maybe it's Mabel. It looks Mabel. Awesome.
So, it does look cool. Awesome. Yeah. It really, really
good
does.
Face scan. Love the mohawk and obviously the gear. Top choice. Fantastic. Very, very cool. Go keep an eye on Zombie Sailor. He's got some good stuff coming out. Oh yeah. Next up, Title Run Toys Series 1 featuring Danny Davis, Wrath, Ernest the Cat Miller, and Paul Orndorff, and Juventud Guerrero are up for pre-order over at theasylumwrestlingstore.com. These look really cool. The Hoovie looks awesome with the removable mask.
Dude, these look great. I mean, this is their first shot at figures, and from the pictures, they look really good.
Can you zoom in on that Juventud for me?
Don't know if I can. Wait, hold on.
If you can't, not a big deal. There we go.
That looks like that.
Damn, that looks cool.
Yeah, it does. I mean,
I wish people were making more modern scale figures.
I know. I agree with that, but I love the Paul Orndorff even looks really good. Like,
yeah.
Danny Davis retro. Like,
Danny Davis is cool. Love it. Wrath. How can you not like Wrath?
Yeah, great job. I cannot wait to.
Good. One more time. The Asylum Wrestling Store.com available for pre order now. Go get them.
Don't wait.
Don't wait.
Don't wait.
It's already almost a week. It's been March 27th. It was
like last Thursday or something.
Yeah.
So go check these out.
I dig them, man. Ooh, we got some breaking news. I'm hopping right on it. We got Kamala has signed a Legends deal with WWE. He's back.
He is.
With a bigger mask this time.
With him. And listen, like, we've already got some awesome Kamalas from Mattel.
Yeah, what more can we do with Kamala?
I mean, I wouldn't mind an Ultimate Edition. Yeah. Do I have my Kamala out here? Because it's a great figure.
Yeah, I got like five of them.
There it is. Oh, he does. I was curious if he had the necklace, but he does too.
Yeah. So. He looks, it's a great, Kamala figures are awesome.
Yeah, but, you know, I guess an Ultimate would work. He had a LJN, so
yeah.
Kyle Seam collection, maybe.
Slap him in there, man. Let's make it happen. It would be cool. I'm excited. I wish he had a different gimmick, though, besides just Kamala.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what? Maybe we get a two pack with kimchi or something.
I like kimchi.
Right? Like, we need something. I see what you did there, too. And it's actually really healthy for your gut. So.
It is good. Cabbage, yeah. Man.
I love cabbage.
Me Irish. We love our cabbage.
So I'm not even Irish, and I love my cabbage.
There you go. That's what I'd like to hear. But next up in the world of WWE news, we got a Fanatics Friday Funko drop. The damn Dudley boys are back, and they're better than ever in Funko form, rocking their signature awesome camouflage attire with the glasses. You can't forget the glasses and their two Hall of Fame plaques. This is the last drop in the Funko Friday Fanatics fiasco. Yeah,
I'm really hoping they have the paper one at the World, because I never ordered.
You know, that's a thing. The World does carry a lot of these things. I forget about
they
that.
They do. They did have exclusives last year. They're like the invisible John Cena pop and stuff, so... Exactly.
It's cool. Yeah.
Exactly. So, I mean, cool. Absolutely. Cool.
I love it, man. The Dudleys always look great in any kind of figure form, but they look very, very fun in Funko form.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. They put
the FU in Funko. at least Bowie does. These are great, though. Love it. Super, super cool. Hall of Fame series. That's go right. Get them. Pop. Also, we got a 20% off WWE action figure sale over at Target. Use your Target circle. Use your Target app. Head to the Target store. Touch that brick and mortar. Go touch some grass while you're doing it up there.
And you get you use this. You're getting like an Ultimate Edition for $25.
Yeah,
it's price of an endless. Like,
if you could find an Ultimate Edition, that is.
Mine usually have it. Go on the app. Everything's on the app. So much
everything's
easier.
Everything's on the app. I know.
Go see if Finn Balor's on. I get him for $26.
Ooh, that's a good call. I gotta get that Hogan still. So I'm glad I waited out.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not even out yet, is it?
No.
I think it was on Mattel Creations already. That's why.
Just smoked. Sold out so fast.
I should have gotten it when it was on Mattel Creations.
I think it's supposed to be shipping like this week, though.
Is there a new Legend set coming out this week?
No, but that Hogan was supposed to be April.
Oh, I think the whole new Legend set is the end of April, actually.
Well, hey, let's go.
You're right.
As Tony Khan says, let's
I think I have the pre-order, too, so cool.
Yeah, it's going to be good. I'm excited for it. Go hit up. Take advantage of those sales, man, because they are rare and awesome. I love sales.
I love sales. Anytime you can save some money on a wrestling figure, absolutely.
That's a great time to pick up that three-pack right there.
The Evolution three-pack? Yeah. So
cool. Those are just sitting at my Target.
Are they?
Yeah.
You didn't get it yet?
No.
Oh, it's such a good
suit. I want to get the Triple H's turn it into events because I think the suit is perfect for it.
Yeah.
Hey, pal.
All right. What do we got next? Oh.
Ooh, yeah. We got interesting upcoming release on Mattel Creations stating that a WWE Superstars 2 back of Cody and Brandi Rhodes is dropping April 18th. Very interesting. First female Superstars figure.
Oh, smokes. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah. Blazing the trail here. Second version of Brandi in fig form. Well, third if you count the variant from Jazzwares, but...
There was a variant?
Well, there was A and B.
Yeah, but I think hers was exactly the same.
Maybe.
I think so.
Packaging was still branded different, though.
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah. So but listen, I'm here for this, and I'm half wondering if, like... When they announced this on the Mattel Creations video a couple of weeks ago, like there's going to be more Superstars family packs, could it possibly be the next one could be Cody and Goldust? I don't know. I mean, I'm just speculating wildly.
I would be here for some Goldust. can't get enough.
Oh, Goldust, a superstar figure? Sign me up for that, please.
Yeah, as much as I love Dust in AEW, I wouldn't mind seeing some Mattel figures from
him. Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah.
No, we need an right ultimate. In. How about an ultimate Goldust?
Yeah. This is going to be interesting. I'm excited for this, though.
Oh, the new legends are Mattel Creations. Wow. That's interesting.
Well, hey, guess who's going on Mattel Creations after this and going more in the debt? It's going to be me.
You sound familiar.
Hey, it's okay.
We'll get to that news segment in a second. We'll talk about that.
It's what we do. But I'm excited for this. It should be interesting to see how it comes out. Good way. I hope they threw Pharaoh in.
Ooh, that would be cool.
You have
maybe,
to. Right?
Maybe that's the next 2-pack.
It's going to become the Action Cody pack.
We're going to get the main event showdowns. It's going to be Ferrell and Larry.
The greatest hits of Mattel Creation Superstars 2-pack. Yeah. I'm here for it, though. Yeah. Listen, I'm excited for it. Keep your ears to the ground. April 18th, you'll hear a sound because this would be going up live. I'm looking forward to it.
And you notice that's Mania weekend. I wonder if they'll have it at Mania. That would be cool.
Ooh, good call.
I wish they'd have an exclusive that you could only get at Mania. How cool would that be?
I'd be here for it.
Yeah, I love stuff like that.
Yeah.
You only have 1,000 and it's only there.
It'd be a cool idea to do like a ref figure and you give them the updated t-shirt real quick.
Ooh.
Quick turnaround.
I did not see that. I don't know what he is talking about. OFG. Let's move on.
A lot of latex going on. Let's move on. We got, speaking of latex, there's no latex going on here because JWK is exclusively reported on the Fig Heels YouTube channel that was it Aja Kong. This Kong right in front of us, the one right there, has signed her first ever retro style figure and it will be out in 2026. As they said, is it a pleasure to have one of the biggest legends in Joshi and 90s women's wrestling to be part of the KWK Kayfabe Heroes? Get your first ever. Oh, that's the next one. But this looks great. She's going to look fantastic.
Yeah, we'll see.
Probably better than the Mary Horowitz we're about to talk about.
Hey!
Speaking of things, yeah, get your first ever officially licensed Barry Horowitz figure today. Pre-ordered now through May 1st. We got a month. You got a month.
Yeah.
No April Fool's there.
No, and available at so many retailers now to make it a little cheaper. You got in at Asylum, KWK, J&J. Yeah. I can't even read the rest. I told you my glasses stink. I can't see anymore.
The only fool here is Barry Horowitz.
Yeah.
Go get them right now. $15.99. That's worth it.
That's another thing I missed in wrestling. We're not like well known jobbers anymore. Enhancement talent.
Yeah.
So
everybody's just, they picked R-Truth and they've kept with them for the last 30 years.
Yeah. That guy's gold, though. His comedic gold. Like, he's so good. I loved his interview on CVV a couple of months ago, too.
Oh, he's great. He's so good.
He really just R-Truth. Seems like a genuinely good dude.
Yeah, so fun.
I would if he had a meet and greet and it was available, I would sign up to go meet him.
So
I should have seen if he had one. So. Yeah,
you still got time.
Yeah, let's go to the next bit of news.
What we got here?
Ah,
ooh, ooh, is it some Godwins I'm looking at?
Yeah, it's the Grapplers and Gimmicks of a Regime series, the Sixers series.
I love it. And we got
did I not put that in news?
No, I was looking at it, but I was also thrown off there for a minute because it was a paragraph ahead. But the Regime Godwins, these are the very first test shots shown by our good friend at GG Official Toys over on the IG. Gigs are still being worked out. They will be pinless, swappable heads and hands. Both will be the first to the market for the Regime series. They will scale very well with your modern wrestling day figures. As you can see, they're staring down the British Bulldog right there.
Yeah.
I'm here for Godwins in modern day form.
Absolutely.
Sign me up. But that's not all, because for the Regime series, we also got a drop for, I can't remember to do the theme song, but we got Gangrel coming. He looks very, very awesome. Absolutely love it.
Absolutely. I can't wait to get this. I would love an ultimate edition of this. So
yeah, dude, I'm we need more Gangrel.
When is Gangrel gonna announce he signed a Legends deal?
Hopefully soon.
Hope so.
I like Gangrel.
I do too.
Or go work at AEW so we can get a Gangrel with Copeland. That's what
that's
we
true.
Need.
That's
hook
true.
It up. Pre-orders still open over at Hasta Toys. These awesome figures are available worldwide. So, so good. But we also have some great, great stuff of Rick Martel and the Demented One.
Wait, you didn't talk? Did you talk about these pre-orders?
See, I'm... Pre-orders are still open, yeah.
Yeah, but this is for who's showing it. You got Arn and Tully.
I can't see.
Arn and Tully?
Yeah, Arn and Tully. What is that?
Marty Jannetty and Leif Cassidy. That was the New Rockers, right?
Yeah, we got El Snow and Rhino.
Oh, right.
Sign me up, man.
You could go pre-order these now over at Hassle. Is it HassleToys.com?
Yeah, HassleToys.com. Worldwide, baby. They're not calling just the United States. You can get them anywhere in the world.
That's it.
HassleToys, baby. Out.
I think Arn and Tully really fit into this line too, as well. So
yeah, well, I mean, with zombie stuff out too, Rhino's a good pickup. Al Snow's a good pickup.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get your ECW. You're all over the place. It's good stuff. I like it.
Me too.
There we go. Right. Now we're moving on. Check out some of our upcoming goodness coming to you soon with Rick Martel and the Demented One. Martel looks cool.
Yeah, the Martel does. And look, Damian Demento, the Demented One. That looks great as well.
Yeah.
Main evented the first episode of Raw, right?
I'm like over retros, but I still keep getting pulled back in.
I get it. I absolutely get it.
But these look great, man. So if you're on the lookout, keep an eye out. These look OFG, fantastic, man.
In the chat, question for you. Just type in one word, LJN or Hasbro's. That's what I want to know.
For him?
Yeah, he's got to say LJN, right?
Maybe. They hurt more.
Better say it. Yeah, that's better than all right. Let's move on to the next bit of news.
Ooh, yeah, because we got some good news from our buddies over at Figure Collections. LJN. Ooh, that's what he's rocking. Our Red Variant Series 3 Wrestle Something Wrestlers. I kept that in there. Brian Crush Adams comes out tomorrow on 3/31.
Was that last week?
A couple days ago, but we're rocking and rolling, guys, because it's up for pre-order, and the variant is only a pre-order. Pre-order edition only. That means once the pre-order is over, they're gone and gone for good. Make sure you pick up this beautiful, beautiful Crush. I like it.
And maybe we get a Crush Mattel one now, because last week, he was just signed a Legends deal. Well, his family signed a Legends deal, so we get some new Crush merch.
So. I'm here for it though. Sign me up, man. I know you need new Ultimate Edition Demolition.
Yes,
absolutely. I need
all the demolitions.
And so many people have asked for it. I'm asking for it. I want them in big boy form, so you can fit right in with the beautiful ECW collection. But you got the one and only Perry Saturn coming to Fig Collections. Looking forward to this. I love Perry Saturn, man. Will be available in the Wrestle Something Wrestlers line. Going to be picking. I might be picking it up if it's the only way we're going to be able to get a Saturn figure.
Maybe he signed a Legends deal too. Maybe
I hope so.
From him. Listen, all these new Legends, it's going to help the Legends line at Target, right?
We need Moppy in Ultimate form.
You need a Moppy Ultimate.
you would buy it. I would buy it.
So. I would absolutely buy it.
Sign me up. So, so good. But I mean, it looks awesome. Perry Saturn, very, very underrated. One of the best.
Absolutely.
I love me some Perry Saturn.
He came over with the Radicals, right?
Yeah.
When they jumped ship. Yeah, I remember that. So.
The Forgotten Radical.
Yeah.
Nobody talks about Saturn enough, man. He's not wrong. Moppy was fun, though. As goofy as a gimmick it was, he made it over.
Yeah.
That just shows how good Perry Saturn was. But
you just got to remember, we remember wrestling before it was like announced it was fake. So, like, we get a different view. It was real.
I loved Moppy, man. It was goofy. I'm Moppy. It was fun stuff. But hey, it's Tuesday. It's Fig Guys. And it's not a Fig Guys without some news from our great friends over at Foco, because check out this amazing Jake the Snake Roberts from the magazine cover series. Cost $110 and it's limited to 100. Listen, they're listening to us. They limited the figures now, the baubles down to 100. The ship's late August. This is going to be awesome.
I can't wait. It looks cool.
Yeah, I'm reading Matt's comment. I want all the retros and the regular fits.
I'd be so broke if they made them all in like as a retro. I could skip the ones I don't really care about.
Yeah.
But like, oh, I don't have a Perry Saturn in my collection. I definitely need that.
Just saying, I'm not going to buy a Retro Barry Horowitz, but I would definitely buy an in scale line work.
100%, I agree with you. So,
and that's just my wallet talking. That's not me, because if it was up to me, I'd be buying everything.
Oh, me too. And also, if I had unlimited space, so.
And you know what? I would absolutely be buying this one of 100 Jake the Snake bobblehead from Foco. So good. Make sure you guys keep going. Head on over to Foco. Go pick that bad boy up. It's awesome. But ooh, broski. You smell it in the air. The Tanner, the beauty of the beautiful Collect Major. They just dropped new big rubber guys available until April 30th. You ain't got a lot of time, but we got Kerry Von Erich, Bruiser Brody, Hatu, and Tonga Kid coming to you in big rubber guy form. Head on over to Collect Major right now. Don't miss out, or else Hatu is going to personally come to your house and headbutt you. That is an absolute fact.
Question for our OFG in the chat, see if he remembers. When the Islanders were still formed, were first formed, wasn't he still going by King Tonga? Like, he didn't turn into Haku till after that, or am I wrong?
No, I think you're right.
I think I'm right, too.
That predates my...
Right.
Yeah, so, but I think you're right.
And I hate to say this, because everybody's like, oh, when Hercules, his original LJN, he had the battle stuff on or whatever.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, this isn't like right to represent Hercules. That's how I remember him dressing for a while before he got rid of it. Like, I remember the chain and everything, but I feel like the other Hercules, that one has a special place in my heart. This one's okay, but like, everybody hates on that Hercules. But if you aren't around during that time, like, then you just don't get it. And I could see why like people don't get it. Like,
no, I'm with you.
Yeah, so like, I fully remember his debut, and for like his first 6 months, he wore what he wore on the LJN figure.
It sounds about right, though.
Yeah, so.
And that Bruiser Brody looks phenomenal.
Oh, that's right. That's a Bruiser Brody. There's no, what am I talking about?
It's okay.
Yeah.
Same gimmick.
Because I know Hercules is coming, and I'm seeing a chain. I'm so excited for the Bruiser Brody.
Brody looks phenomenal.
Why the heck released these the month I'm going to Mania? Why?
Because that's why. But you could order after Mania because they're available until April 30th.
Yes, but when did he change from King Tonga to Hakaku?
Hakaku?
So, anyway.
I'm still with Ming. I'm on the Ming train.
So, I mean, he's always Haku to me.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, but he was a badass as Ming. I won't deny
that. He was always badass.
I will not deny that.
He could have wore polka dots.
Yeah. Well, look what he's wearing here.
And we would have been probably more scared. It's so good, though. Collect Major, available only until April 30th.
I'll need to get them when I get back from Mania, if I have any money left.
You get them. These are so good, though. I can't wait. Yeah.
I cannot wait
to see you talk about them, because I know they're fantastic, but I can't wait. I might pick up that Brody.
Last month, the Demolition set, now this set. I love it. Like I told you before, and I'll say it again. If I could only continue to collect one line right now and I had to stop collecting everything else, Big Rubber Guys is it.
I like it.
I'm sorry, but it's just the nostalgia for me. Like I literally, I'm like a 7 year old when new Big Rubber Guys will come in. I walk around with them for 2 days. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
So, and then they rest on my little computer desk upstairs, and I have them all on display up there.
It's the best. Here we go. We got an update. Haku was re-Christian King Haku in 1988 after King Harley Race sustained a legitimate stomach injury, and Haku was given Race's crown and robe during a coronation ceremony.
So this is wrong. He was King Tonga during the Islanders' time, and I was correct.
Yep.
And I also remember that because when Harley Race came back, they had to fight to see who the real King of Wrestling was.
Man, talk about two bad guys being crazy.
That is true. And I remember one time I saw Haku, King Haku, at Wagner College on Staten Island. He was there, and I just remember him being there. I don't remember who he wrestled.
That sounds like
it might have been a hell of a death match. Actually, where's Don DeBomb Smith? I think he wrestled Leaping Lanny Poffo, and I did catch the frisbee. And like an idiot, I gave it to the girl I was with. I wish I had that frisbee back. So, although
she
just friended me on Facebook, like 6 months ago, I should see if she has it and ask for it back.
That would be the funniest thing in the world. It turns out she does still have it. And you're like, well.
That would be cool.
I kind of need it.
Yeah.
By the way. Last but not least, in our awesome bit of news, we want to give a huge congrats and shout out to our great friend, Extra Cooler, on his project with WWE, from coming up with concept art and designing it to officially being licensed and finally released. I don't know if you guys have been in the store, but these look amazing. We got WWE squishies, right? That's what we're calling them, man. They look so good. My kids see them. They instantly want to go to Walmart, grab them.
I want to see. I haven't seen these in Walmart.
You know what they look like to me? They look like wrestling buddies.
Little mini
wrestling buddies. And that's, listen, Nick killed it on these. These look awesome. Huge shout out to Extra Cooler, man. We love them.
Absolutely. And Nick, I mean, Nick is working on a new project for us that you guys will see around our anniversary time. It's going to be really, really cool. We're not going to give away what it is, but Nick Extra, so the Extra Cooler podcast, one of my must listen to podcasts every week. It's just they and I think it's bi-weekly now. This week it's going to be this week and next week. They're covering WrestleMania 22 in a two-part episode.
Beautiful.
They do the nostalgia so much. It's so fun. The guys have a great time. You know, Matt, who's been on a bunch of our shows. It's just so good. I love the Extra Cooler show. So if you want to hear some great wrestling nostalgia, go listen to the Extra Cool show. And then they dip into the real life stuff too, which is really cool. And they do the lists. It's just so much fun. So I'm telling you, listen to me. Go listen to the Extra Cooler show. And I messaged Nick a little while ago. I'm like, dude, we need to get you on the show. And I've been trying for a while. So I'm going to make it happen. We're going to get on here.
I mean, now more than ever, because he's making toys.
Hey, Matt's listening to us.
There we go. What's up, Matt?
So listen to the show. It's just so much fun. I love the Extra Cooler show. And if you go back in the archive, you might even hear me on an episode or two.
Hey,
I was like hoping for three, but who's counting?
it's never too late, right? Never say never in the World Wrestling Figure Podcast.
No, I had a great episode idea for them too. I wanted to show the two events leading up to WrestleMania 1.
Ooh.
So, because most people know WrestleMania, but they don't know the two big events. You talk about builds to WrestleMania last year, this year. Let's talk about the build to WrestleMania 1. I was at one of them when Mr. T jumped the guardrail and helped Hulk Hogan. Like,
crazy.
A little OG kid. I was a real kid then.
And now Hulk Hogan can't even sell out a suite at WrestleMania.
Hey, they keep lowering it. Let it get to $600 and I'll go.
Listen, guys, if after you're done going to follow Fig Guys on all your podcast platforms, head over and just type in Extra Cooler at the top. And you know what? Go follow them because they got great content as well. They're good friends of ours. We appreciate them so much for everything. Because they've been great to us, and likewise, we love it.
There, that's an April Fool's joke.
I was there, Monsoon.
me and him would have been in the same building like 43 years ago, 42 years ago.
I say never.
I thought
say
it
never.
Was okay. I knew it. You can't.
He jumped the barricade afterwards.
I was born
at
night, but it wasn't last night. April Fool's. It was. No, I'm kidding. All right.
And one more bit of news from a good friend of our show here. We got a new wrestling figure history book is here from our good friend Kyle Peterson. And this time it's all about the original San Francisco Toymakers figures for ECW. Not only is this book a full breakdown of the entire line, but also we got an awesome foreword from the one and only Brian Myers, who's an ECW extremist, if you will.
And so, speaking of Brian Myers, go check out Mike's little photo composition up on the Fig Guys social media today.
That was fun.
Brian Myers made his debut in the ECW arena, got attacked by Terry Funk. What a great fun post, guys. Go check it out. Like it. Comment on it, please.
I've been having a blast, and sorry for the heaviness of ECW content, but I did get a really cool ECW stage.
Yeah.
It's just been so fun sitting there shooting back and forth. And I have so many good ECW talent. They made some customs and fix-ups. Shout out to Tommy Dreamer, Rob Van Dam, and Cody Hall for sharing all my pieces so far. It's been
super
cool. Yeah, what a trip, man. You tell me in my little kid self that these guys would be sharing stuff, commenting back on it. Like it's the best.
Absolutely. I love it when somebody shares something that we do. Like, it just, it's so rewarding. It really is.
Yeah. Nice little pat on the back, but super, super cool. Check it out at Mike Belcaster, all over the Instagrams, at Fig Guys.
At Official Fig Guys.
Official Fig Guys.
Check that out.
Yeah. So I'll be dropping. I got photos for at least a week and a half. Yeah. Still.
Save some for when I'm away so you don't go crazy.
Well, hey, guess what? I still have probably a dozen ECW figures I haven't shot yet.
Yeah, that's true.
So don't get sick of them. That's all I got to say.
No, and just follow at Official Fig Guys and at Mike Belcaster. So,
word. I'm excited. Go pick up this book too.
Yeah, absolutely.
The complete guide.
Kyle did a great job with the last one. There's Don DeBomb Smith.
What's up, Don? So, thank you for the kind words, man.
Like Don DeBomb, I was talking to you a little while ago. I saw talking about when I saw King Haku fight Leapin' Lanny Poffo on Staten Island.
It wasn't much of a fight, though.
Probably not. I also saw Leapin' Lanny Poffo get whipped by Ron Bass at Meadowlands in New Jersey. And like he came out to sign autographs after Leapin' Lanny, and he had the whip marks on his body. It's like,
that's crazy.
He really got whipped? Like, that's got to hurt.
Was Ron Bass and Nicole Bass related?
I don't think so.
They should have tied that in.
He was the outlaw Ron Bass.
I know. How did they not tie? She should have been the outlaw Nicole Bass.
She should have been outlawed.
I bet she would have gotten over better.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
Whatever.
All right. Guys.
You know what? I'm tired of talking about the news. It's time to move into the ringside roundup. What do you say?
There's more ringside news. Let's go. The Ringside Roundup is brought to you by our friends over at ringsidecollectibles.com. Ringside Collectibles. I'm messing it up today. WrestlingFigures.com.
When you're done
listening to us talk about all these figures, head on over to Ringside Collectibles. And when you go to check out after you order all these figures in your cart, you go type in the code FIGGUYS and you'll save 10% on your order. So what are you waiting for? Head to WrestlingFigures.com today and order some figures.
You know what? I know exactly what they were waiting for.
Wow.
They were waiting for the WrestleMania sale happening right now over at Ringside Collectibles. If you have been holding back, you know, you're on the fence about a few purchases, much like myself, Tom knows, I just scraped out a nice chunk of a kid's college fund to order some Ultimates.
That's overrated.
Yeah, who needs that? My goodness. Go to Ringside Collectibles. Explore the sale. There's so much good stuff up there. Also, on top of that, use code FIG, guys. Save the 10%, man.
I was going through the sale today.
Dude, I got 6 Ultimates, 7 Ultimates. They'll be here in May. I'm ready for it. I'm so excited. I'll be eating all the way home. This little Uso had no roast beef left, so he yeeted all the way home.
Poor Jimmy Uso.
Poor Jim. What a beautiful display of power from Gunther. That was beautiful. Yeah. Well done. That's when blood's important. I felt that shit. That was good.
Exactly. Listen, I love blood in pro wrestling when it's used right. I kind of feel like Mox kind of made a mockery of it with how much he would bleed in every match. Like, blood is great in wrestling, but it has to be fitting. Like, you
this
know?
Was great. Yeah, yeah, this was
this
well
was
done.
Perfect. So.
The picture of Gunther with the blood all over himself.
Oh, I love it. I love
beautiful.
It.
Beautiful. Absolutely love it. But let's give you guys a reason to head over to Ringside Collectibles besides this awesome sale, because we got new in stock. Speaking of the yeet, we got the Bleach buddy Jey Uso rocking his awesome yeet shirt, the yeet glasses. He's got his vintage smile there. It's no Big Shot, but it's still really cool. I'm a big fan. I like I'm here for it. In stock now.
I agree, Don. Like, I love blood in wrestling. Like, if you have a steel cage match and you don't have blood, why are we having a steel cage match?
Exactly.
Like, it's just that as a kid, when there was a steel cage match, you were excited because you knew you were seeing blood.
It's hard. We no company has found the sweet spot.
I feel like
WWE uses it too little.
But I feel like now WWE is using it enough. Like, look at the Hell in a Cell match last year with Punk and Drew. Like, they're definitely using it better now.
Better, so, yes.
Yes, yes.
But there was no blood in the cage match.
Yeah, that was like shocking. And then the other match was, but I think there was, I think he, Sami Zayn bladed in that Extreme Rules match or the Lights Out match because the referee was wearing gloves. And at the one point I saw Sami Zayn, it looked like, but no blood came out. So
I think, somebody had to have, they were trying to at least.
Yes. And
they didn't have their baby aspirin.
When I was at the, in the first row of the AEW, I think it was the one in West Virginia when I went to go see the two Chads from the Turnbuckle Tavern, check them out as well. I'm watching Danielson and he's cutting himself right in front of us. I have the video of it on my phone and he's not bleeding. So I guess sometimes you just don't bleed. I guess you get too worked up. I don't know if you don't. Maybe Danielson doesn't take the baby aspirin beforehand to thin the blood.
Or
I don't know.
Because he eats lettuce.
That could be. That could be. But I watched that firsthand. Again, I have the video. I'll throw it on our social media if you want to see it. So I can throw that video on our social media. I talked about it. Check it out.
Check it out. It's good. Right. It was so, so good. But go get your Bleacher Buddy if that's your thing. I'm a Big Shots guy, but I like Bleacher Buddies as well.
Yeah, Ringside Big Shots exclusive. Are amazing. Did you see that? I should have got the pictures of the new Big Shots, though. Alexa Bliss.
Oh, yes. So good.
Yeah. Oh, I failed, you guys.
Get BigShots.com.
Every time they release a new one, I share it to our stories. I got to start saving them for our show.
You use code FIGGUYS10, right?
Yeah, I'm going to hit up our buddy and ask him if he could send me the pictures when he gets new ones.
Yeah.
So.
Beep.
Really? No, okay. April Fool's is coming. Please tell me April Fool's
is coming.
I did not lose OFG on this, right?
He yeets.
Please, April. He doesn't yeet. He's normal like me. We're Team Jimmy. Good. Thank God. He's scaring me over there. Yeah. All right.
Check out these new pre-orders. Man, this was so hard to hold back on because I was going to order it with my order, but I didn't want to wait until June for my toys because it's just too much. But from the vault, WWE Vault Series 5 Ringside Collectible Exclusives featuring John Cena, Hornswoggle, Boogeyman, Referee John Cone, and the Blue SmackDown Referee Chase Variant. I need them both, I'm telling you.
I think I do too.
This is I have a
boogie. I kind of wish they made the blue shirt like soft goods and you could just put over this one and you could use it on anybody.
They would have to, for the ref shirt, it's very in particular, but I think they would have to put a little piece of elastic where the
because they're tucked
where the
in,
waist
right?
is.
Yeah, that
yeah.
makes sense.
They could
that
do it.
Sense. Yeah, yeah, they could.
They could even make it to where like the elastic slides underneath the torso piece.
Yeah.
Like that that's would be true. Cool.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, true. I'm always thinking, but John Cone, man, referee form. They come with all the hands, all the counting,
all the
pinning. Like you could ref any match.
I finally get an updated version of this Boogeyman because my clock is broke on mine.
You
so.
Can't break the clock,
but it's still right twice a day.
You're a clock breaker. It's so good though. It was a great set. Hornswoggle TX, the prototype John Cena. Good year for Cena figures.
The Cena comes with the two heads, one with the lighter hair, like for his indie run, like really, really cool.
Sign me up. I love
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, so good. Also, we got Elite 118, but we can't, I mean, this is the Bloodline Elite series, right? Like, how can really you call is. It anything else?
The new blood, the Timu Bloodline.
It's got all the Tongas.
all
the goes. It's basically, they imported a small chunk of Hawaii into Elite 118. It looks great. I'm loving it, man. We got Solo Sikoa, Jacob Fatu, Tama Tonga, Tonga Loa, and Nia Jax, all in elite form. One set, beautiful.
The Nia Jax is the chase, but the Nia Jax
looks phenomenal.
I was just gonna say how good it actually looks. And if you go check out our social media, we have the videos of each one of these figures up there. The Jacob Fatu, I am so excited for that.
Yeah,
I cannot. I think we'll probably see it at the superstore, not for sale, but on display. I cannot wait for that figure, man. I cannot wait.
Yeah, and the only time I want to see Nia Jax is in figure form. I don't want her on any of my wrestling programs. But for what it is, one of the best.
It's an amazing
figures.
Looking figure.
Yeah,
it really is.
So,
it really
so
is.
Good. They nailed it, knocked it out of the park.
It looks like a mini Nia Jax. It really does.
I put my finger up. I tribal queen, right?
So I had to I didn't want to spend more money, but I could not chance Jacob Fatu going to back order. So I pre-ordered Jacob, Tonga Loa, and Tama Tonga.
I'm holding out for the Jacob Fatu Ultimate because I know it's coming.
I hope so.
It has to.
Right? I hope so. So
they would be crazy not to.
And I like to collect rookie figures.
I totally get that.
Yeah.
As you should.
Yes. We're getting three rookie figures.
I support you.
And okay. Suited Solo. Like, Suited Solo is cool, too.
Yeah, Prom Solo. I'm here for Prom Solo.
Prom Solo. That sounds like a Star Wars character.
Right. It looks good. I'm here for it. Straight from, I couldn't think of a Tatooine. There we go. Straight from Tatooine. We got Solo's prom gear.
There was a video going around social media of Harrison Ford waiting for a train in the New York subway. Did you see that?
I think I have.
Yeah, I just like,
for
why would somebody video this guy waiting for a train? How rude.
Because people just don't understand that people are still people no matter.
Right. This guy can't even go on. Like, I was shocked nobody went up to him and bothered him. Like, that was cool.
He's probably like, don't talk to me.
But probably one of my favorite movies ever. Did you ever see Regarding Henry?
I have not.
Oh, what a good movie with him.
I love Harrison Ford.
Dude, you should watch, to put this on your list, watch Regarding Henry.
Have you watched Shrinking?
No.
It's on Apple TV. It's fantastic.
Is it a show or movie?
Show.
He's on it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to watch that. Okay.
Really, really good.
I'm a big Harrison Ford fan. I love the Indiana Jones movies, so.
Yeah, no, I'm here for it. Han Solo got chops, man. All right, what else we got here? Oh, yeah, speaking of Ultimate Editions, hey, yo, because we got Razor Ramon Chico coming back to you in Best of Ultimate Series 6, brother.
Isn't this the second time they're releasing this Roman Reigns in a Best of Ultimates?
This is... I have
no. Two of these. It was two Roman and regular third? Line. So this is the, I think this might be the first time it's in the Best of.
I love Roman.
Yes, I do too.
Romans. Yeah.
But listen, I love what they're doing, and I don't know how they're changing this up. Like, we saw the Razor compared to the original one, they're changing this up to a different color. This is going to match what he actually wore in the Raw set that came out from Target a couple of years ago. So now we get that in Ultimate form.
I'm here for that.
How they update them to, like, okay, it's not the same exact Ultimate Edition.
Absolutely.
Listen, are they getting me to spend more money? Yes, but it's a great way to do it. I'm not complaining.
Can absolutely, with a smile on my face, see that Roman Reigns in the aisle and walk away.
I mean, unless they did something to change it that would make me need it.
Their new shirt.
I only have I got the Hogan WrestleMania 3 update, so I will buy them when they update.
That one's got the tan difference. Like, yeah. there's little bits and pieces where it's okay, but I don't need this Roman again.
Oh my gosh.
I just bagged
Roman
it up.
Looks like a
damn.
Real life Simpsons character.
He does.
And that's so funny because that's not April Fool's. That's true.
Ooh,
but yeah, I think I'm going to pick up this Razor for sure. But the Roman, until I see it, they got to make me need it. And
Razor is totally worth it. Yeah. I'm with you on
that. I agree.
Absolutely on that.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to the next.
Main event. Get that? We got that. We're rock and roll with WWE. Main event 175. We're climbing up there, man. It's about as close as my age. 157. I'm reading notes. They're backwards.
Oh, did it my say 175?
It's fine. It's me. I could have looked up and put two and two together, but we're getting a Lunger Blaze, Jey Uso, Drew McIntyre, Rey Mysterio, and Nathan Frazier. Yeah. One of these things is not like the others, Tom likes to say. It's good to see Matt Riddle back with WWE. Very, very happy about that. It's
that's
good.
Nathan Frazier. He's in NXT. And again, since I've started watching NXT, I know all these guys now.
That's good.
I can remember when that Stax Channing figure came out. I'm like, who the heck is that? And I'm like, oh, look, now I know who he is. He's part of the Don. He's the family with Tony D'Angelo. And I loved it, family on NXT.
Think about this as like a strategic move on my part. Is I don't watch NXT day to day, week to week, because I can't afford more NXT figures.
I guess
so.
That.
It's better, but out of sight, out of mind,
and
right?
Just like you said. I did the same exact thing, but now I watch NXT. So then I go out and I get this figure and I got the other.
I mean, that's a pickup regardless.
I got the Roxanne Perez one. So, like, listen, NXT is now making me buy these figures. I'm looking for the Tony D'Angelo, which I could probably find really cheap at any store on clearance.
Yeah.
But he's great in NXT. I love the story. So
I'm excited for this Lunger Blaze.
You don't have the other one, the flashback from Walmart.
I do, but I'm here for an update. I'm sure it's going to look a little better,
clearer. Sure. No doubt about it.
Yeah, absolutely, and we got that new articulation.
Yes, that's true too.
So she can maneuver all over the place. I'm here for it.
One thing that bothers me, and I bet you OFG feels the same way, like WWE owns WCW now. Can we start calling her Medusa? She's known as being Medusa. She was as Alundra Blaze for like a week. Okay, maybe a year. It wasn't that long.
She was
Medusa Miceli. Let's get with it, guys. Come on.
Come on.
What are we waiting for?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
See, he agrees with me. We got the same brain.
Good. Bobby the Brain.
We got the same Bobby the Brain. All
right. But we're not done with main event series here.
I found my Roxanne Perez figure. I couldn't find it for a second.
Don't pass out. It's okay. She's there.
No, she's on the floor. She had too much to drink.
Rightfully so. moving into main event showdown, 2 PAX 22. That is a mouthful. We got Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill. It's going to be an awesome 2-pack. Can't wait for that one.
Absolutely.
AJ Styles and Cody Rhodes. Yeah, AJ Styles, Cody Rhodes, and Grayson Waller and Austin Theory. It's going to be a good set.
I don't even understand. And again, WWE's gotten a lot better since Triple H took over.
Yes.
But they had that main event of NXT with Theory and Waller where it was a triple threat match against Obafemi for the NXT title. Okay. And these guys kind of split up, and like a week later, they're back on Raw or SmackDown as a team again. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
It's one universe. What's going on here? I don't think they explained it.
Yeah.
So, like, it's time for those two to split up. Because I really think, like, I know this is crazy, and Seth from the Chick Foley show says it all the time. I do think Austin Theory is still going to be a star. I really do.
I hope so. He was nice when he was at Mania with Mattel when we were taking selfies and
that's around. Awesome. Like, but yeah. I really think that he's so good. And
he,
I know
he presents himself like a star.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. When you see him in person,
100%,
like,
I can see that.
You see him, you're like, I see why he's doing what he does.
I can see that. I can 100% see that.
Yeah. Oop. Oh, this is breaking news. Breaking news. Ringside Collectibles has announced we are getting the Ultimate Edition of Vacant with all 10 titles. What is that? 12 titles there? 3, 6, 9. 10 titles, 2 sets of hands.
How cool is this?
I need 4 of them.
I need at least 2.
Yeah, you know, I need 3 of them so I can paint one red and one green.
There you go.
So they'll match the creator wrestler guys in old WWE games. And we got Vacant right here.
He really does look like that. That's so funny. They should have made him call.
April Fool's joke. I totally would have bought one of these.
Dude, I would buy this in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Imagine if for real they came out with like really different titles, the Ultimate Edition titles that you could buy a pack of that were just better quality.
I mean, to preach it all over again. Diecast titles, they would sell for $20 a pop on their own. I guarantee it.
Somebody
get on. I want some leather titles. Listen, with the nice
metal. Is that
metal.
Lady who makes the figures? What's her name?
Forbidden Figurines, who's
Forbidden
killing
Figurines
it.
Does all the belts, and people pay to $40 for a belt? Like,
rightfully so. There's the best belts in the game. Oh,
detail beyond belief. Like, come on. Yeah. Absolutely.
I was just organizing my stuff, and I forgot, you know, I did an order from her, like, probably right around the beginning of the pandemic, and I was like, damn, these belts are so good. I was like, ooh.
I don't know what Turnquist is.
Turnquist is another great belt maker. Fantastic. Oh, really? Layers on top of layers.
All right. Well, I mean, that's it for the news. And I guess we're going to pop in a little bit. We have a little bit of unboxing to do. So why don't we?
Yeah.
Why don't you guys unbox with us?
Woo.
All right, Mike. I know I didn't get much this week, but I did get one thing in the mail that I don't even remember ordering. But
well,
it's in the mail.
Let's see it.
I was like, I just opened a box right before I came down here so I could show it. I'm thinking I could probably just flip this. I don't really need it. And then I opened it and looked at it, and I'm like, holy smokes, I need to keep this.
Well, you're not flipping it far, because if you do flip it, you're flipping it to me.
100%. But again, I'll show off the Osprey one in a second, but this Tony Storm figure arrived today. This is so awesome.
I'm here for it. I love that we got a colorized version of it. Yeah.
It's an amazing scan, guys. Look at that.
I believe it's a color render of the Timeless Tony Storm figure we got.
The exact same?
But
wow.
Awesome. Unbelievable. And I'm glad this is like the Offspring was 1 of 3,000. This is 1 of 2,000. Yeah. Much more limited. And they shipped how quick? We pre-ordered it what?
I don't even know when I pre-ordered it because I don't remember pre-ordering it. But when was that pay-per-view in Australia? Like a month or two ago?
Yeah.
Wasn't that long ago? Month and a half?
Premium live event because it was just a Dynamite. But,
Here's the back of the box. It's just a great figure. Like, I got to keep this because look how well, like, too. I could show you the Osprey one, even though it's from a different event, but the boxes are just look so good together and everything.
Ooh, yeah. There we go. No, that's the thing. I just ripped open my Osprey, so I feel obligated to open up this Tony Storm. Not that it would ever, but.
I don't think great looking. I love these two figures. I really, really do.
No, super clean looking, super awesome. Huge, huge fan. Love the packaging. Love the, you know, the Osprey is one of the best figures we've gotten from Jazz Rares.
And this is so good. This is so freaking good, this Tony Storm. And I might be meeting her. I have the ticket to meet her at WrestleCon, but I think that might be conflicting with a stand and deliver.
Ooh.
Which I have tickets for, so I'll probably be selling. I already have, well, I don't have it yet, but I'll be picking it up on Thursday at WrestleCon. So if anybody's interested in a reduced rate Tony Storm professional photo opportunity at WrestleCon, let me know.
Man, I wish I was going with you.
I wish you were going with me too, because you would be coming to all those events I'm getting free tickets for.
Oh, it'd be so good. But yes, the Tony Storm also comes with a really cool, what is it, a football jersey?
Oh, does it?
Australian football? Yeah, she's got it's like a soccer jersey. It's cool.
Oh, I see it in the back now.
Yeah, I've seen somebody posted it with her wearing it. It's super clean looking.
Yeah.
And a nice change up. I like the maroon gear too. Very nice.
I love this whole thing. Like the belt even has the maroon strap on it. Did you notice that?
Yeah, what a maroon.
Oh,
I don't think
gosh.
You can say that anymore. We're going to get Looney Tunes. Is going to get me careful.
No, because my uncle always said that. The one I told you about who passed so young, the one who took me to all my wrestling events. So here you say that.
It was Bugs Bunny, man.
Oh, my gosh. What a maroon.
What a maroon. But coming in hot off the presses, man. We were talking about how great Zombie Sailor is. And I'm going to kind of start from least favorite here to favorite, right? So we're going to rock out with Bad News Alan.
Bad News Brown.
I don't like calling him Alan. I'm sorry. I'm trying to go with Bad News Brown. I don't want Zombie getting in trouble, but he not like he cares. there he is, looking good. I would have a great again packaging, stellar. Love it. Where's the little teasers on the back?
Macho.
Still waiting on that Macho Man.
Road Warriors aren't on the back, are they?
They are not. Not so much of a big tease. Ahmed Johnson obviously looking great right there, but we're filling up, man. The cards are getting there's almost enough figures to start swapping them out a little
bit. Not everything is even on the back. They already eliminated series one from the back.
Yeah.
So
there's I'm gonna leave him in the box. I'm not even gonna open Bad News Alan.
You could send him to me, I'll take him.
That might be a thing to do, but let's move
mind
into
a Bad News Brown figure.
We've seen the Pinnacle series. We've seen it rocking, but here he is in heels and faces for Abdul the Butcher with the fork. I can't hold back on this one. This one's getting ripped right open.
So good.
Smells like Zombie's house.
You've been to Zombie's house?
No. Oh. But I assume his house smells like plastic goods.
Okay.
Would only make sense, right? Where's his fork so I don't lose it? It's straight.
Do not lose a fork.
No, what am I going to do for dinner?
You're going to be hungry.
I'll be heartbroken. The fork not molded in. So we're going to check out the fork accessory first because it is comical.
Holy smokes.
It is small. Well, the camera will pick it up, I promise. There we go.
And this isn't even the first fork accessory. We got the one with Jazz Rares and was that with Santana and Ortiz, right?
So you got the little white.
That is really cool.
It's like the wrap right here, but look at that.
It is super soft. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. Limp like my biscuit. but here's Abby in full. Look at the detail on that. The blood. so good. Yeah, back out a little bit. Keep the focus.
They nailed his breasts.
He's a big boy. You got that awesome Abdul the Butcher patch right there. He's got rocking the fun shoes. Looks great, though. That face.
Yeah. What a legend. I saw him at WrestleCon last year, and I was just like staring with my mouth open because I'm like, that's Abdul the Butcher. Like, that's a true wrestling legend.
There you go, with the fork in hand.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I ordered the Pinnacle one. I need this one as well.
Yeah. Now that I'm looking at it, I think the two tone skin tones is the better option.
Told you
now
that.
Now that this is in hand.
I told you that.
But Abby looks great. So he such does. Good detail. And heavy, feels good. Like, this is a nice heels and face.
Don't be body shaming him.
I'm not body shaming him. You're talking about his boobs, right? Wow. Let's see. Let's go next. We're going to start with another Mike, but an awesome Mike, because we got Mike Awesome. So good, man. I miss seeing these guys in figure form, man. And I hope we get some more ECW guys from Mattel. Because after playing around with Sandman and stuff again, and Terry Funk, and I want it. I need it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
But it's about to be Powerbomb City for Mike Awesome, because this is an awesome representation of him. Let's just get that focus going. Look at the detail in that head, man. Looks just like him. So good. Got the awesome in the tights.
You put a little makeup on him, he could also look like Tatanka.
He could totally sub it.
I mean, Tatanka. That was in real life as well. He kind of looked like that, because that is a great representation of him.
He's got some awesome power bomb and arms ready to roll.
I can hear Joey Figs right now. That shit, Mike. No, I'm kidding.
No, it looked great. When he does deliver
and everything.
Yeah, he delivered really hard on the ECW talents. I feel like a lot of people do, because it's underrated. This is Mike Awesome's first figure, I think.
Ever?
He might have had, I think he had a WCW one.
No official San Francisco Toymaker? No, we need Kyle Peterson's book.
There might be one. I don't know. I sold all my... I gave away all my San Francisco toy makers.
You dope.
To my good friend Robert Anthony.
Okay.
He needed him. Here, what am I doing? I'm already ripping it. I'm not even showing it off.
The other ego.
Next up on the list is Tajiri. We need a Tajiri. The Japanese buzzsaw is back and better than ever. Heels and faces for him, man. I love Tajiri. Tajiri was one of my guilty pleasures. As a kid, I loved watching him. And he would do the spider submission and the ropes, the tarantula.
I remember that. That was amazing.
It was amazing. It was so cool and so unique, man. Tajiri was over, too. He was so good in WWE. He was so good in ECW. Like, somebody missing from the Monday Night Wars line. You can use some ECW guys.
And listen, all these new legends, and I know they've said in the past that there's been a bunch of legends that signed, and we don't even know who they are. So
yeah,
maybe we get some surprises at the Superstore when they do the reveals.
I would assume we will.
I hope so.
I'm just sitting here playing with my Tajiri.
Oh, my God. They even nailed the way
the hunch. He stands. Yeah, look at him. Like, he's bent over, ready to kick somebody's head off, but... How good that is.
I mean,
facial expressions, so good. The deco on the pants.
Yeah,
come on. We need one of these in Mattel form, right?
Oh, 100%.
So let me look at the cool detail on his belt line.
Absolutely.
So awesome. Check him out, man. I wish it was a green mist coming out of his mouth area, because that would have been cool. But like, good articulation. He's got a little foot swivel. Hip
could have just been an extra head with the green mist too.
I mean, absolutely at this point, but it's so good. Absolutely loving it. Who else is next? That is all of them except for Bad News Allen in the best. Obviously, I saved this one for last. Baby, it's Ric Flair in heels and faces form.
I'm excited. So cool.
Love that the screaming cool. head scam. Obviously, absolutely. I'm ripping it open because this one. Is a must open. We got a lot of great Ric Flairs from Collect Major, from
the Ultimate Edition Ric Flair is really freaking good.
I just put that it's again cleaning those ultimates, man. And
the robe,
like,
is amazing on that one, right?
The whole figure is amazing. The only thing that would make that ultimate better is if we had a second ultimate with jeans and a suit top.
Oh, sign me up for that.
I would take some suited ultimates.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Probably not the most wanted thing for everybody, but
no, that's wanted. I mean, I got the basic with this flare suit.
Yeah, that one came with that was the Build-A-Figure set, right?
Yes.
That was for
J.J. Dillon set.
Yeah, that was something that has eluded my collection. I need to get the build the J.J. Dillon.
I had one.
I met J.J. Dillon.
You remember I sent it to Sam Roberts and we mentioned it?
Yes.
We mentioned it on here.
Here we go. You ready?
So, yeah.
You ready? Ooh, oh, baby. God. Look at that face, dude. Oh, my goodness. That is Ric Flair screaming, wheeling, dealing.
I love the eyebrows are darker, like
yeah,
young so Flair.
Good, perfect, like the bloodshed of the hair.
Yeah,
you gotta check out the detail. This is perfect for the Ric Flair pool party in Las Vegas. Knee pads pulled down a little bit. Like this is this is why I keep coming back, right? Because that is the perfect look. That shot right there. That is
that's great.
Number one in the world, that's your boy Ric Flair, baby. Yeah.
Woo. Limousine riding.
Jeff Ryan. We live dealings. Rolex wearing son of a gun. So good, man. Just an awesome, awesome set. And I did want to show these off real quick. These are super cool because they're not always offered from Zombie, but we got some cool production card shots.
Yeah.
Let's try to focus it a little better, but they are super, super cool. There we go. Like awesome blueprints, you know. Turn the angle with the lights hitting a weird look at Abdul. See, they paid attention to the boobies.
So
that's best wrestling nipples in the business. We'll go there. Oh, boy, but we also got the Jerry. We always come back to the nipples on the figures, don't we?
Well, one of them.
Bad News Brown. It's usually old fat guy. And of course, the Nature Boy. Wow. So, so good. And I did want to show this off. But I'll do a more in-depth thing when you're in Mania. Maybe I'll get Diorama Dad on the show to talk about it, because that would be fun. But
I think you should do that.
These figures fit right in with this beautiful ECW stage. Apologize for the crappy, crooked angle, but look at that bad boy.
Dude, that's really cool.
Yeah, and it's so fun.
Seeing it like that, like it looks great in the pictures, but seeing it like that makes me want one.
Yeah, I mean, there you go. I spruced up my Terry Funk a little bit.
Dude, we need to get the pictures. You need to go print a little fig guy sign.
Yes. That is a business. I'm talking to Diorama. Look at that Taker symbol I got from him, too. So, so good. A lot of cool stuff. You can see my pile of toys in the back. Yeah. It's been fun shooting this week, but this stage is amazing. Cleats. Look how big my hands are compared to the equipment.
I can just see it. So good. Girls, go put your toys away. But yours are out, Daddy. That's then okay. You can't get them.
I got Punk doing push-ups with Terry Funk coaching them. So, so good, though. I mean, these are awesome, man. So I'm definitely, you know, going to take some Zombie Sailor heels and faces pictures, too. I got the Raven out and stuff, but can't say enough about this. Very customizable, very, very cool. Well worth the price point. We'll get more coming on that later, but so, so awesome, man.
I definitely need one of those. I'm gonna have to hit up Diorama Dad.
The cool part is like the way he built it was so it was square, you know, so it like kind of had like an octagon vibe to it. But you could customize it to fit flat, like this will fit on a flat shelf easily.
Yeah,
that's like it's so easy to screw around with and fix and play with. And I've been having a blast, obviously. Wait till you see more of the stuff I got coming. But so, so fun.
What else you got coming?
Well, I mean, you never know.
Oh, you mean the pictures?
Yeah, pictures.
Oh, cool.
Forks.
Cool. I don't give a fork.
I don't give a fork, but Abdullah does. It's weird that it's rubbery.
I like that, though.
It's cool.
You can't accidentally stab your...
Well, I just lost the fork.
You can make Ric Flair bleed with that fork.
You can. Or you can make Bad News L and eat a salad. Good stuff.
Okay, if you are into that kind of thing and you want to make your wrestlers eat salads, that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, Abby could use some salads.
That's so good.
Look how good they look.
When I went to Georgia to see my brother a couple of years back, I wanted to go to his restaurant and found out it was closed.
Oh, I remember when he had the restaurant.
I know.
So cool. Oh,
it is
Jerry
really
Lawler still has a restaurant.
Does he?
Yeah, in Memphis.
Got to hit that up one day.
I think there's one in Tennessee. Well, yeah, regular Tennessee too, not just Memphis.
Does JR still have his? Didn't JR have a bunch of JR's burgers, or am I making that up?
I don't think he has restaurants, but I think he has places that sell his barbecue sauce.
He used to have a restaurant somewhere.
The sauce is where it's at, man. I got his cookbook.
I have his cookbook.
Autographed, too.
I think mine might be autographed. I don't know.
I don't make Boomy like that.
Yeah.
It's so cool, though. Look at it. I mean, they look great for the scale, man. Like, I love this Ric Flair. One of the best Ric Flair figures made.
He also had a restaurant. I know he had a restaurant.
JR?
Yeah. He definitely had one. No, he definitely did.
Jimmy Hart had one.
Jimmy Hart had one too. I kept ordering his barbecue sauces. It was really good. So
I love it.
I have one of his bottles autographed still with the barbecue sauce.
I got the little red squirt bottle that's the JR sauce on it and all that stuff.
Woo. So all right.
Who did the blood better, me or Zombie?
You.
Do you want a quick tutorial on the blood?
Yeah, we're going to do a quick tutorial on the blood.
I can do the quick tutorial on the blood.
Let's do a quick tutorial of the blood. I'm going to make you bigger then.
If my marker's around.
He doesn't
know. You're going to make me get up.
You don't have
you're
to get
make
up.
Me we get up.
We could do it next week.
I'm doing it. Give me 2 seconds.
Give him 2 seconds. 1, 2. All right. We're going to give a tutorial on how Mike does the blood on the wrestling figures. If you saw the pictures of Brian Myers or Terry Funk on our social media. Or on Mike's social media, like the blood looks so realistic. So he's going to show us how he does it. Who's talking? Does Mike have his mic with him? I keep hearing voices and it's really creepy. But I can't wait to see how he does the blood because I thought he used real blood. Like you could use a little diabetes thing to check your sugar and just rub your blood on his face, but that might not come off as easy.
To be continued.
Oh, he doesn't have it. Son of a gun.
I was showing Mel how to do it earlier. That's I misplaced the mark.
All her Barbies are going to be bloody now.
That would be like a wrestling dad's dream is walking in and seeing Abby stabbing Ken.
That would be hysterical. That would be okay. So we're going to do a demonstration of the blood next week.
Yeah.
Or how about this? I have a better idea, Mike. Instead of doing it on a show, can you make a short up of how you do it and we'll post it all over social media? Because I think
that
would be huge.
I can absolutely do that.
I think that's the type of content we got to start adding. I'm having nightmares of Abdullah the Butcher tonight. So,
that's cool. Right.
Anything else before we get out of here tonight and get on with our week and start working on social media stuff?
I'm ready for some stuff. Yeah, this is a great episode. I'm excited. Can't wait for
episode number 45. We're 7 episodes away from 1 year as the Figars. I mean, we've been doing this for longer than 1 year, you know, with Fig Night and everything.
I'm on my third computer chair, my second computer. Countless microphones. Yeah.
No, your computer is older than the show, isn't it?
Since when the Tavern?
Since the Tavern.
I mean, since
we started Fig Eyes.
Since we started potting together.
Yeah.
We've been through a lot, man.
I know. I mean, guys, if you go back, we're all over YouTube if you search Fig Night.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for some old content of us.
But we got plenty. Ooh. We're having a good time. We're here for a good time, not a long time, baby.
Yeah. With a tear in my eye.
Emma!
It is time to say goodbye.
Ah, but until we meet again.
Until in a world full of hellos and goodbyes, I'm afraid it's time for another goodbye.
Woo!
What song is that from?
I have no idea.
You don't know Billy Joel at all, do you?
No, I'm not a big Billy Joel guy.
You're terrible. You should be a big Billy
Joel
guy.
He's too...
good?
Sure.
He's a legend. He's amazing. I've seen him in concert like 7 times.
Ooh, hot take. I'm with Punk.
Why? What do you say?
He said the Beatles were an overrated boy band.
That's a terrible take if I've ever heard a terrible take.
I'm with them.
CM Punk, but that's a terrible take. So,
I don't know.
Their harmonies and everything are just amazing.
Yeah.
And a good thing is like McCartney and Lennon, just two totally different songwriters too, and it just worked.
Yeah, I'm not them on their own. It's not like I hate the Beatles. I just...
You got terrible takes. What are we going to do with him, OFG? I don't even think OFG is here because he didn't want to hear your shitty takes.
No, he said goodbye to Yellow Submarine.
You just combined an Elton John song and a Beatles song.
Yeah, there we go. That's okay. Goodbye, England Rose. There
you go. Oh God, I hated when he did that.
Ah,
that was terrible.
It was a good song.
Candle in the Wind was a good song.
Candle in the Wind was a decent song.
That was a good song. You don't like Elton John either?
Well, that's another discussion for another day. Saturday nights are all right for fighting, and it's Tuesday, and we're going to keep it civil here, all right?
Oh, God. I saw him and Billy Joel in concert twice together. Talk about amazing shows.
My mom loves Elton John.
Does she?
Yeah.
So she has taste. Where's yours?
I have to rub off the wrong person.
Listen, that's what makes the world go around. We're all allowed to like something different. Like, yeah, I'm just busting, but like, the Beatles are amazing. The best part
is, I get that. I'm not going to sit here and make a link. Of course. Like, I'm not going to spend the rest of my night blowing you off on Instagram because you like the Beatles and I don't. And listen, I do not like the Beatles. I just don't love the Beatles.
Oh, you know, nobody, like, I get that. Are you a Rolling Stone fan?
I am a Rolling Stones fan.
Ah, now it makes sense.
Papa was a Rolling Stone.
I feel like people are either Beatles or Rolling Stones. People have taste.
There's room to like them both. You know what? My dad was a big Stones fan. So,
I'm just kidding. Okay, I'm just kidding about like, you know,
Keith Richards.
No taste.
Better musician than the Beatles.
Not better than George Harrison
on the guitar.
George Harrison was so was Keith Richards.
Lick for lick, though. I think Keith Richards would be able to smoke
George Harrison was pretty amazing.
He was. So, they both were.
He was a great guitarist.
Without either one of them, there would be no Stevie Ray Vaughan. There would be no all these people. So just follow through with that. That's how I look at it.
See, it's so weird how you're either Beatles or Stones.
Yeah. I'm not a huge Stones fan, though, either. Like,
I'm not a Stones fan, but I like a couple of their songs.
Yeah. You can't always get what you want, Tom.
I like Ruby Tuesday.
Ruby Tuesdays. I like the restaurant better than I like the song.
Oh, I love that song. I also like the one that Symphony for a Devil that MJF came out to was a great song.
Listen, both bands have a very, very good amount of jams.
Now, if you wanted to hate on Ringo Starr, I couldn't argue that.
Well, what's your problem with Ringo?
See, all his drum tracks were re-recorded when he left his studio by Paul McCartney.
You wonder why.
Rip Ruby Tuesday.
I miss Ruby Tuesday. Ruby Tuesdays was such a good restaurant. They had the best salad bar.
They did have a good salad bar.
I'm not one to boast about salad bars, but they had a badass salad bar.
Sizzler had a great salad bar. Dude. Yeah. I love Sizzler.
Me and Joe Shoes. That's all we were talking about when we were in California.
Dude, I love, like, they used to even have tacos at their salad bar.
Yeah. Oh, dude, it was the best. Not the best tacos, but they were salad bar tacos.
No, they even had
fantastic.
One thing I always found weird is they had friggin' corn in their taco meat. Like, what? Who does that?
That's like
but there was still tacos. Like, there's no such thing.
Arizona thing.
There's no such thing as a bad taco.
That's true. I wouldn't complain if there was corn in my taco meat.
You wouldn't complain?
No.
I wouldn't complain. I'd just be like, why is that here? Crunch, crunch.
It's like when you get jalapeno in your cornbread.
I've never had
it. It's not necessary, but it's delicious.
Okay.
You know, we'll take it.
Okay. We haven't gone off on a Food Guys team.
Yeah, I was about to say, welcome back to another edition of Food Guys before the sign.
Yeah. And again, if you guys have any recommendations for restaurants I should check out in Vegas, I know In-N-Out Burger. I know I'm going to Roberto's.
Have you ever been to Heart Attack Grill?
No.
If you weigh over 350 pounds, you eat for free.
No way.
This is crazy. If you order food there and you don't finish it, you get spanked. Like, you have to get spanked to leave the restaurant.
Kinky.
My favorite part of the place is their vegetarian menu.
You would just leave a bite on purpose so you would get spanked.
I asked, I did this with old fat guy, but we were out there. I finished my burger and I said, you know what? I'll still take it because life's short. but they have their vegan menu is just cigarettes. And I thought that was the funniest thing in the world.
That's pretty hysterical.
Yeah.
So
sign me up for that. It was fun. It was cool. They had like nasty cigarettes, unfiltered, you know, like cigarettes from the 1950s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like, no filters. We're putting that smoke right on your lungs.
Yeah. Oh, your lips turn brown. It's disgusting. But I had to buy a pack off the vegan menu because it was awesome and fun.
that sounds so cool. Gross.
But their food's amazing, though. Everything is cooked in beef tallow.
Where is it? Oh, beef tallow is so healthy for you.
Yeah, but it's like people have died eating there. Like, it's ridiculous.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have an octuple bypass burger, which is 8 1-pound patties.
That's just insane.
Yeah.
That's just insane. But beef tallow is actually a lot better than all the oils we fry in and shit. Like,
yeah,
it's much more nutritious.
This was before everybody said that. They were like, beef tallow is bad for you. So yeah, they made the place called the Heart
used to make McDonald's fries so good, and then they stopped using it. And I bet you it's going to make a comeback.
Yeah. The Froggies. Yeah. Froggies in the office, though. We're going to make the food taste better. Remember Froggy from the Little Rascals?
Yes.
That's him now. If you old, yeah.
Is it really?
No.
Oh, I was going to say. April Fool's, Tom.
April Fool's. That would have been a good one, though. But yeah, I'm here for it. There's so many good places in Vegas. The Wynn Buffet, best buffet out there.
Me and Magic are already talking about. I just texted Magic.
I was there with Magic last time I was there.
Yeah, and we're going there. So
yeah, he loved it. They gave him like a personal vegan tour of the buffet, and they made him whatever he wanted to become with vegan stuff. It was awesome.
Right. Yeah. So we're gonna head out there when we're out there. Also, somebody told me go to Taco El Gordo, that they have the best tacos you ever have. So I'm gonna check that place out. There's an Italian restaurant named Nona's somewhere there that's supposed to be amazing. Nice. And also, somebody said go to Ellis Hands Breakfast. I don't know. I have it in my notes.
Throw hands at Ellis Hands in Las Vegas.
There you go. So if you have any food suggestions or anything I should do in Vegas, guys, just send me a DM at the OG Fig Kid or at Official Fig Guys. I will read it and I will check it out. I'll be posting food pictures from Vegas too. So
yeah,
listen, you're gonna be sick of me in Vegas by the time you're done.
I'm gonna be sick from not being with you in Vegas by the time
you need
you're done.
To be. Like, just tell them. I have an idea. I have an idea. Tell the kids Easter's the weekend before. Celebrate Easter the weekend before.
We can't.
That's what we're doing. And then you
we
come
can't because the Easter Bunny only comes on actual Easter Sunday. So they kick my ass if they missed
it. Before.
I know, but the bunny won't show up, and then it's not going to work out the same way. They need the bunny.
You can text them.
I could, but
you can DM the Easter Bunny and ask him.
Last time I did that, he said no more special orders, and he said I would be swimming with the carrots if I don't shut the mess up.
We're celebrating Easter the week before, so you could celebrate it the week before.
My bunny sounds a lot like Marlon Brando.
Call Adam Rose.
Oh, yeah, I miss the Rosebuds. A lot of my friends were Rosebuds.
You're the one.
Tom actually interviewed a Rosebud, the bunny from Adam Rose.
Who did?
You did. Marche Rocket was the original bunny for...
No way.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah, I actually bought the bunny figure because I always said, does this count as your first figure?
What did he say?
No.
What a good guy he was.
He's a great guy.
He really is. Yeah. So, guys, Easter Bunny's coming early for Mike so he could come to Vegas with me.
Woo!
Why didn't we think of that sooner? Like, you could have just done it on the 13th.
Ric Flair going home with all the Easter Bunnies. All the eggs. One basket.
I love the Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
So
I'm here for it. It'd be fun.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he doesn't take special requests. So.
He doesn't. No, he told me he's going to chain me up and beat me with a sock full of eggs.
Yeah, he'd be hopping all over the globe on the 20th, not the
13th. I'll be hopping like Kamala by the time he's done with me. I don't want to be.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. All right. Fun. I think it's
before we get canceled, it's time to get out.
All right, guys. Until next week, from Mike, it's Tom. We're going to say it one last time for the week. Big guys!
Thanks for watching, Big Guys. Please like,